Today's episode was recorded back on the 2nd of June. I held it back for a few weeks because I wanted to really bring light to my thoughts around racism. But now feels like a good time to release it. So just wanted to give you a heads up. It was really fucking windy on the day that I recorded this. So there is a lot of that little Rode SmartLav is a magical mic, but it can only deal with so much. So there is a little bit of wind feedback. It's not too much, but just in case, I apologize if it's distracting. But this is something I think needs to be said. So I'm going to zip it and shelve my judgment and get it out there. Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. So this has been recorded on the 2nd of June 2020, but it may not be released close to this time. I had a few episodes in the bank of Carlosophies because I was feeling rather in flow. And they'll be pushed aside for a little while I focus on what's happening in the world. Geez, it's big stuff, right? And there's like so much that I want to talk about. There's the internal prejudices that a lot of us hold and aren't even aware of. There's the helplessness that a lot of white people are feeling right now because they don't want to say the wrong thing. You know, people are very afraid of getting it wrong right now. And I get that, but we've got to take risks or nothing changes. We have to be willing to get it wrong in order to be, you know, we all have blind spots, and when we're trying to protect and defend our blind spots, we're not actually moving forward. There's also this thing around privilege and how many of us have been blind to it, right? So I'm talking like, in the particularly white spiritual people, which is the realm within which I feel I live, maybe a little more accessibly accessed spirituality, but there's definitely a sense of it, right? Like, I am a spiritual being, and I've been thinking a lot about appropriation and how a lot of white spiritual people I have said, you know, it's all just stories, you know, it's all just stories we're telling ourselves, and we shift our perspective and we shift our world. And that is true when your fundamental basic needs are being met, when you are safe, or relatively safe as a woman can be, when you're safe and your basic needs are met, then yeah, that is true. Shift your perspective, shift your life. But that is a very privileged position to be in, and one that's not afforded to everyone. You know, you can't tell a child who lives in a war-torn country and, you know, has to deal with landmines going off around them to shift their perspective, shift their life. It just doesn't work that way. And you can't tell a black woman or a Muslim woman
to shift their perspective when they've been persecuted their entire lives. And fuck, the reality doesn't change sometimes when we shift our perspective. When the world doesn't change, our perspective might change our reality, but it doesn't change the fact that that woman is going to wake up and be concerned that her children are going to be killed because of the color of their skin. The world doesn't change. Our perspective changes. And sometimes that can be a way of us, you know, that whole thing can be a way of us bypassing what's really going on and minimizing people's experience because it's just too painful to even think about. And because we don't experience it. So we can say it's that easy, but it's not. And a lot of people in, white privileged communities in the spiritual world are silencing others. They are bringing it back to, well, you've just got to shift your perspective. When that might be true for us, it doesn't make it necessarily true for everyone. And I think that's it's really important for us to be willing to listen to others. Because while we're defending our position, while we're making excuses, or while we're discounting the reality of others and not listening, this shit continues. This finger pointing, this blame game continues. It has been a tool of war since the beginning of humanity. If we could just stop and listen and understand, then we could be living in a different world. You know, like our thoughts can change the world, but not if we're not willing to sit with the discomfort. You know, I've had to do some really fucking uncomfortable things this week. And this is the work. I've had to look at my own, I've had to be willing to look at my own internal prejudices and where I've been getting things wrong, where I haven't come from a place of curiosity and understanding. Because like this stuff, this like, ingrained racism in the way we see others, like, you know, and it's here, but none of us are talking about it. And we can have thoughts, but just because we're not saying, we can have racist thoughts, but just because we're not saying them doesn't mean that they don't exist and they don't live within us. And I'd be looking at, you know, I think a key place to look is how you feel about this, right? Like, this is a key place to look. How do you feel about this? Are you in your head looking at it as like a victim mentality? Are you looking at it as, like, in our position of privilege, what are the stories that you are witnessing of yourself around this whole experience? Because it's in this, like, this is a part of the work. There's the internal work, which I would say matters just as much as the external work. Our willingness to look and sit with those really ugly parts of ourselves that no one wants to admit they have, but we all do. And then the external. And the external is about using our voices, sharing the voices. Actively engaging we're only helpless while we're doing nothing, and I feel like there can be a lot of tokenism in this, you know. There can be a lot of tokenism in being an ally, but if you aren't doing the work, you're not an ally. It's more just about how you're seen, not about what impact you're actually having. And I mean, we can all do more. I could do more. But I think the key is in doing something. Doing something. Don't allow this time to go past without you having engaged with yourself around this or the people around you. I feel a bit conflicted about speaking about this bit because it's a bit out there, and it might seem a little Pollyanna or something, or it might be in language that isn't that easily accessible, but you know, I feel like we have lived in a dualistic paradigm for, well, since the beginning of humanity. Black, white, right, wrong, good, bad. And we are moving towards more of a collective consciousness where there is less separation, where there is less, you know, it has a less dualistic nature. And things always get really ugly before they get better. This is the wounds of thousands of years coming to the surface. And we get to choose whether we look at these wounds and heal them, or transform them, transmute them, whatever, or repeat the patterns of the past. So, what do you choose? What do you choose to do with this time? What do you choose to do with your voice? What do you choose to do with your perspective on the world and its inhabitants? Okay, that's it from me. Peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.